This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are into the third hour, the fourth hour, sorry, of The Alex Jones Show. We've got David Knight coming up with the rest of the fourth hour with fresh breaking news. Final few news stories here for me to cover, though. InformationLiberation.com reports instant justice. Antifa assaults journalist in DC, gets arrested immediately. Turns out when you punch someone in the face for having a different opinion, you get arrested, you get a criminal record. That's what happens. I think we got a video that we can start rolling over this. Instant justice was served up Sunday in Washington, D.C. after an Antifa goon punched rebel media reporter, and also a guest on this show before, Jack Posobiec, in an unprovoked assault. You can see during the attack, he basically punches him in the face. Within seconds, they actually do their job. The cops do their job, arrest the guy. He just thinks he can walk around punching people in the face because somebody called them a Nazi. Of course, to far leftists, anyone who disagrees with them is a Nazi. But then what's interesting, if you go back to the start of this clip, you can actually see a screenshot. I think it's also in the article, Information Liberation article, of an individual called Luke Kuhn, the guy with the longer hair. Now, we've seen this guy before. He'll come into shot. There he is there in the screenshot from the article. This is out of Gateway Pundit. Violating probation, Antifa member arrested for plotting acid attacks at inauguration, spotted at DC protest. This is the same guy arrested for the acid attack plot at the inaugural. You remember that one, right, on the day of the inauguration. Luke Kuhn, busted by Project Veritas undercover journalists, plotting butyric acid attacks to disrupt Trump's inauguration party, subsequently arrested. Now he's a member of Antifa. Well, isn't that interesting? What perfect bedfellows they make. People who literally plot terrorist attacks, which is what that is, a violent attack in furtherance of a political aim, the very different definition of a terrorist attack. Now he's a member of Antifa, a domestic terrorist organization. Isn't that just lovely stuff? So no surprise to see Luke Kuhn there on the scene while this guy gets instant justice. Again, turns out you can't just go around punching people in the face because they have a different opinion. Bad consequences will ensue. Washington Examiner reports, Wash Post poll hides Trump still beats Clinton 43-40%. So they ask people how they would vote if they voted again in a U.S. presidential election. The new survey finds 46% saying they voted for Clinton and 43% for Trump, similar to her 2% national vote margin. Asked if how they would vote if the election was held today, 43% said they would support Trump and 40% say Clinton. So not only would Trump win the Electoral College if the vote was reheld today, he would also win the popular vote. So they tried to spin this narrative after Brexit of regret, and that everybody who voted for Brexit in the weeks afterwards was just couldn't stand it. It was a massive mistake that they voted for Brexit. As with that, the polls showed it was absolute nonsense. The vast majority of people who voted for Brexit were happy with it. They did not regret it. Same case as in the voters for Trump. In fact, now more people would vote for Trump. He would win by an even bigger margin. Huffington Post forced to apologize for racist propaganda, editor-in-chief resigns. You remember they had that spoof story that somebody uploaded to the Huffington Post website saying that men should be disenfranchised, that they shouldn't get the vote. Well, now the editor-in-chief has been forced to resign because, again, they published that story with no fact-checking whatsoever. It was a hoax story, a spoof, to shine a light to prove that the Huffington Post is a racist outlet that will just publish anything so long as it's hatred towards white people. It was a hoax story. They fell for it. Now they're getting the fallout. Absolutely incredible. And we also have another story here. Hate crime hoax. Muslim prof fabricated anti-Muslim threats to gain sympathy. Yet another example of fake hate crimes being blamed on Trump supporters that completely collapse when you analyze the details. David Knight is coming up with the rest of the fourth hour. It's the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to take a look. We've looked at the elections that happened this last weekend. We're going to take a look also at Earth Day that happened this last weekend. We got a great article from American Enterprise Institute that went down 18, not only just wrong predictions, but spectacularly wrong predictions. I mean, we would all be dead, quite literally, folks. Life expectancies of 45, all this other kind of stuff. And, of course, I brought out my magazines I love to keep around, Newsweek, Time Magazine, talking about in 1979 how we had about 5 or 6 years of oil left. That's right. All of these predictions by the experts, you know, because of science and so forth. So we're going to take a look at some of that. It's going to be a lot of fun then and now. But one thing I want to take a look at, and it's also kind of a flashback as well. What I saw this weekend with American Airlines, yet another incident of brutality by flight attendants on passengers, took me back to another time and place, East Germany, the Stasi, that culture. And that's really what we're seeing here now. You know, it's not just United Airlines. This is something that we can all see. If you've traveled much, you understand what's going on here. This is an attitude
that is coming from the TSA. And I talked about this with United. I said, that's not really the core problem here. And now that we've had, in just a short period of time, another incident, even more brutal, with another airline, I think we need to understand that it's not just American Airlines. It's not United Airlines. This is an anti-American way of looking at things. This is authoritarian airlines. That's what we've gotten from the TSA. The TSA basically bullies people as you come into the airport with ineffective security, of course. You know, this attack that we saw on Palm Sunday in Egypt, where the guy walks up to the metal detector and explodes it and kills a lot of people right there. That was nothing compared to what a terrorist will do at an airport when they do that same sort of thing. We've had many security experts say bunching people up at the front of the airport just makes a lot of easy targets for a suicide bomber. And we saw that at the church in Egypt. So it's not effective security. Nothing that the government is doing is effective. We have traded our liberty. We have traded our freedom. We have traded our dignity to be treated like animals, and we're not going to be safer for it. And, of course, this is all psychological conditioning. They do it to our children in the schools, and most parents don't really understand the degrading situation that has been established in the schools. But that's all authoritarian training for them. But it's very apparent when you look at the travel situations at the airport. This is B.F. Skinner, the guy who wrote the book, Beyond Freedom and Dignity. I remember when my wife had to take that as part of her core curriculum in college, and I said, it's about time somebody started complaining about the way they treat us in schools. This is before metal detectors and locker inspections and police roaming the halls and tasering the students. None of that stuff had happened. And she said, no, you don't understand. She was an education major. She said, you don't understand. They're advocating this. They're advocating this behavior. They're advocating that we treat people like animals, like dogs or dolphins, that we use this positive operant conditioning. You do what I say. You let me touch you where you don't want to be touched, and I'll immediately reward you with something pleasant. That's positive operant conditioning. That's very different from smacking somebody over the face like we see these flight attendants do, but that's not really what they want to do. That's not really the conditioning that the government is in. The conditioning the government is the TSA thing. You let me do something you don't want me to do to you, and then I'll reward you instantly. The only thing missing is a little click, you know, to before they treat us, to let us get on the plane. It's clicker training. That's what the TSA is doing to us. But when you look at what's happening with the stewards and the stewardesses on these planes, what I think is happening there is what we saw happen in East Germany. The fact that these people are bullied everywhere they go, they live in this environment, and eventually they just crack, and they do it to other people. But take a look at what happened. In case you're not familiar with this, I just want to show you the sobbing mother here and the guy, the hero, who stood up to this. And that's where we end this, is to have more people like the man who stood up and said, I'm not going to sit here and let you do this. I'm not going to let you bash a woman in the face. There he is. They've identified the man, the hero who did this. The guy is actually from Texas. Who would have thought that it'd be a Texan who would stand up to this tyranny? There's other people in other parts of the country that stand up to this stuff. Texas doesn't have a monopoly on it, but boy, I tell you what, they sure do have a preponderance of people who are not going to stand by and be bullied or let other people be bullied. He's not going to stand there, sit in his chair, while somebody is bullying a woman who's holding a baby, smacks her in the face, and he stands up, that little pinhead bully there, right there, and the guy gets right back in his face. Clay, can you play that little clip there that we've got? You don't have a clip.
Hey, sir. No, I'm not going to sit here and watch
this. I don't know if you can hear her. She's crying, sobbing. The child is sobbing. She had two children in her hand. Now this guy walks on board. If you're watching this, he gets right in his face. He says, you stay out of this. He goes, oh, you want to fight me? Come on, fight me. That type of thing. So it's that's exactly what we need. He says, I'm not going to stand here. Prior to that, he got up and he said, I want that guy's name. And then when the guy came back on, he got right in his face, and the guy said, go ahead, hit me. He would love for him to hit him, because then he could call in the federal police on this guy. That's just what he's itching for. He can haul them away. They can beat him and haul him away. But we need people like this guy from Texas, this this church deacon who was not going to stand there and let innocent people be bullied. He said a baby almost got hurt. He says, that's what got me so fired up about it. And at the very end of that clip, that guy says, you don't know what happened. And he said, it doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't warrant you beating a woman and nearly hitting a baby. See, that's the difference. Okay, that's the difference. American Airlines has now apologized. They said, what we see on the video does not reflect our values or how we care for our customers, blah, blah, blah. We're deeply sorry for the pain we've caused to this pastor, her family, any other customers who have been affected by this incident. Okay, but again, as I said, it's not just them. Here's the attitude. Here's the attitude we have to look out for. On Town Hall, a piece by Jennifer Van Laar, and the headline says, Mom hit with a stroller on American Airlines flight wasn't following the rules. Oh, yeah. Okay, so smack her in the face with a stroller because she wasn't following these arbitrary, capricious rules, these lines that we drew. And I want to tell you where this comes from and where this ends up. A couple of years ago, there was a woman, her name is Paula Kirby, and she writes essays on life in the GDR. That's the East German Republic. And the thing that got her going in this interview was the fact that she had looked up her Stasi files. And she was very surprised because she was a Brit. She had gone there. She really admired German communism. She was a big fan of it. And she is a big apologist for it, quite frankly. She says, no, no, it's not black and white. There was a lot that was good there. She said, I'm not going to paper over the people who were hurt by this authoritarian regime. But there were really good people there that just went on with their life, and they were able to get through and not run into any problems with the government. But then as she found out, she wanted to get her Stasi file. She said first she was amazed that they had a file on her because she was just so subservient and loving to that regime. But she had asked to marry a guy who was a citizen there. And when they got the files, they found that this guy, because he'd had two friends who had immigrated legally and two who had skipped out of East Germany, got through the wall illegally, they had labeled him as a cancer. They called him carcinogen. That was their code name for him. They had another code name for her, and she was surprised that they thought that she was also a threat to the police state in the Stasi state. But here's what she had to say about the ordinary people and how they went about their lives. She said, while nearly all East Germans I got to know socially and professionally were warm and welcoming, an encounter with people in their official capacities was often stressful. Most shop assistants, waiters, post office clerks, ticket desk staff, maybe even flight attendants, even, she said, doctors, receptionists often seemed to go out of their way to convey their low opinion of you and their resentment at having to engage with you. Customer service, quote unquote, seemed to be an unknown concept, and to go shopping or to the local post office was to face an almost certain lecture on the many ways that you had failed to live up to expectations. You would be scolded for not having wrapped your parcel properly, or for not standing at the right place in the queue, for not stepping up to the counter quickly enough when it was your turn, for not having your ID ready to show, for not having the right change, for giving them too much small change, for speaking too quietly, and of course, for speaking too loudly. Such encounters were a constant test, it seemed. One we were all doomed to fail. In fact, all the challenges of everyday life in the GDR, this was the one that ground me down the most. Where does that kind of attitude come from? It comes from the kind of bureaucracy that they had in East Germany. We looked at this, and I read this article a few years ago, and that really stuck out to me. I was focused at the time on the secret files that they were keeping on everybody, because that was in the wake of the Snowden revelations. And that was one thing that really stuck out to me. And I thought, you know, that's very true of our airports. And now we see how this is this culture that is created by our authoritarian government that has no respect for you as an individual. They don't think that you deserve freedom or dignity. And how that attitude and the people who come in contact with it the most, the people who are the flight attendants and the people who work on the airlines and at the airports, those people who come in contact with that, what does it turn them into? It's turning them into East Germany. The attitude that they have when they come to you, they are itching to do something or have you to do something so they can exercise their authority on you. They just want to pick a fight. Come on, hit me. I'll call in the federal police. They'll haul you away. We won't see you again. It's that attitude, that feedback that comes from the constant bullying of our government that treats us like animals to be controlled, and it turns us into animals. People who will strike a woman who is holding two babies in her hand because she didn't follow the rules. That's where we're headed. We have to understand what this is. We have to shut this down. We not only need people like this man who stood up to this bullying, we need an army of people who will demand our freedom, our dignity as human beings, and we will not be treated like this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's Harry's.com, code 9797 to get your free trial set.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Finish up here. There's a lot of tweets that came out talking about this incident on American Airlines. And as I said before, this isn't an American Airlines problem. This is American airlines and airports in general. Okay? This is not a corporate problem. This is a government problem. And as one person tweeted out, wow, I used to be scared to fly because I thought the plane would crash. Those are the good old days. Wait until you see how bad this gets if we don't stand up to it. And again, the man who stood up to it, Tony Fierro, shout out to him. Good job, Tony. Stand up for women and children to these little pinheaded bullies like that. And of course, the guy would not have fought him. He would have just called for the police to haul him away. The employee says, he said to him, you try that. And again, I'll knock you flat. He goes, you know, he says, try it. Hit me. You don't know what the story is. And he said, you almost hurt a baby. See, it doesn't matter that this lady didn't follow their petty little rules about where she needed to store her stroller. The guy could have come up and could have helped her. He could have offered her some assistance. And one of the articles here where they were looking at the various responses of people, somebody tweeted out, American Airlines apologized to a woman hit with a buggy by the crew member. Meanwhile, at Finnair, and they show a man who is a steward who is working for Finnair, and he's sitting there with a baby in his lap, and he is giving it a bottle because he's trying to help the customers. That's what people in other countries do. But we have different rules that are being set up here in America. There's that picture of him. And I tell you, if you've traveled abroad, it was very clear to us when I adopted my wife and I and my family all went to China. We adopted my daughter there. When we were coming back out of Hong Kong, they said, well, if you're going to America, you got these special security procedures. Well, do this and this and this. Everybody else, don't worry about this. You go, and they said, isn't that amazing? The land of the free. And if you're going to America, you've got to go to special areas or special shakedowns in compliance with the demands made by our American government. It doesn't make us safer, folks. It's just a show. Now, I want to get on to Earth Day, and we're going to talk about that. Before I do, before I look at some of these spectacularly wrong predictions that are actually kind of funny, I want to remind you that we have a new special. This is something that just was sent in by Alex Jones. He has reduced Caveman, the true paleo formula, 53% off. That's our new sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, this is going to be for a limited time only. I have never seen anything discounted this deeply. 53% off paleo. This is the first time we've done this kind of a discount on Caveman. I don't remember seeing that kind of a discount on anything else. But 53% off, that's an additional 20% off top of the already huge 33% off retail special. That's for a limited time only and while supplies last. And, of course, if you don't know what Caveman is, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read about it. It fuses super high-quality bone broth with more than 7 additional primal superfoods to help support healthy muscles, fight free radicals, and so much more. The unique formulation behind Caveman combines cutting-edge nutraceutical science with ancient nutrition to deliver powerful benefits. You know, when you're getting that chicken soup that was organically made by grandma, what you're getting there is a lot of nutrients that are there part of the bone broth. And that's something that we've always done, my wife and my daughter have done in our house. Now you can get it with turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, as well as the bone broth. Caveman really is the ultimate and true paleo nutrition. So we take the best of the old nutritional understanding and we combine it with new technology, new ways to package this. And again, 53% off Caveman right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to take a look at, and we just got a couple of seconds here. We'll kind of finish up on this in the next segment. We got a longer segment. This is a story from American Enterprise Institute, and they're going back and looking at 18 spectacularly wrong predictions made the time of the first Earth Day, 1970. So here we are, 47 years in, and quite frankly, I remember when this all happened. I remember a lot of my friends freaking out about how we're going to have massive starvation, we're going to have a new ice age. So forth and so on. Yes, all the predictions have changed, haven't they? They were worried about nitrogen blocking out the sun, and now the big boogeyman is carbon. What they mean by that is carbon dioxide. You know, the stuff that is essential for plants to live, carbon dioxide that you breathe out. The plants take that in. They use that to grow, and then they give us oxygen, which we need. It's a wonderful symbiotic relationship that God designed. It's a closed loop that has its own correcting mechanism in it, but of course, they have to get us afraid of that. We're going to take a look at these predictions. And they went back and they looked at a May 2000 issue of Reason magazine. And it was pretty ridiculous even at that time. It's gotten even more ridiculous now, another 17 years later. That was the 30th anniversary there. So they updated with some additional things. We've got 18 different ways where the Earth because science, people, got it spectacularly wrong. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom, and the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We were talking about Earth Day. And not Earth Day 2 days ago, but Earth Day 47 years ago. Let's go back to 1970. Let's take a look at some of the dire predictions. As the American Enterprise Institute points out, they got it not only wrong, but spectacularly wrong back in 1970. They point out in their article in the May 2000 issue of Reason Magazine, an award-winning science correspondent, Ronald Bailey, wrote an excellent article, Earth Day Then and Now. And that was 30 years on. Bailey noted that around the time of the first Earth Day in 1970 and in the years following, there was a torrent of apocalyptic predictions. Well, it's now the 47th anniversary, they point out. Good time to see where this went right and where it went wrong. I don't know that they got anything right. It'd be interesting to see if CNN has done an article of where the Earth Day people and the environmental movement got it right. I'd like to see if they can try to make a case where they got it right. So here's one. Harvard biologist George Wald estimated that, quote, civilization will end in 15 or 30 years. This is in 1970, because I have to remind you that this is in 1970 because you keep hearing this type of stuff, don't we? It's always this moving, you know, couple of decades out. It's 15, 20, 30 years, 50 years out. Because they love to talk about climate science. When I was at the meteorological convention, the American Meteorological Association, the AMA, had their convention here a couple of years ago. I went with Rob Jacobson, who was filming, and we talked to the scientists there. And there were actually real scientists there who were looking at weather models that they would come up with the different factors that they thought were relevant, try to get measurements as accurate as they could, and then they would feed it in here and look at the predictions and then look at what actually happened a day or two or three or a week later. And they just couldn't get it right. And everybody there, I mean, it's a massive meeting. Everybody had their own models that they were working on and doing their experiments with. And then looking at it, it's like, well, we got this part of it right, but we didn't get this part of it. Or, you know, we're getting there maybe about 50% of the time or 60% of the time or whatever. What you don't see with climate science is the fact that they're making these predictions that are decades or centuries out. And, of course, they can't ever be tested. So it's an open loop. And so they're not going to come to you like they did at the American Meteorological Society and say, here's our model, and we predicted this, and then 3 days later or a week later or the next day, it's exactly what happened, so our model is right. No, they don't do that because they just resort to the fact that we're scientists. We own science. I have this degree in climate science, so trust me. I know what I'm talking about. Aren't you impressed? I even have a computer printout from the model that I can't test. So you should do exactly what I say. And they were talking there, and there was a Soros group that had a political booth there. It was the only political booth we saw. And of course, it was some Soros people. And they had a booth there, and they were bemoaning the fact that it was meteorologists who were not signing on to this. And they said, look, most meteorologists are not signing on to man-made climate change. And we need to change this. You people need to step up and lead, because if you tell people this, they'll believe you. You have authority. See, that's the game that they play. They're telling all these scientists in the various universities, you need to tell people this because you have a PhD and something. In many cases, it's unrelated. You know, most of the people who are the leaders, like Michael Mann, they don't have a PhD in climate. They have a PhD in something else. But they're pontificating about this from their position of authority. So they're telling the meteorologists, look, you're talking about weather all the time. If you tell people that we're going to have catastrophic global warming, they'll believe you. You need to play along with us. You need to do this for the sake of the planet. And they simply don't believe it. Why? Because they're trying to predict the weather all the time, and it's absolutely absurd to them that these people are going to know what's going to happen decades, centuries out. And so he had this guy saying 15 or 30 years from now, unless immediate action is taken, he said, we're going to have civilization ending. Well, there's some more specific ones. Here's another one. Population will inevitably and completely outstrip whatever small increases in food supplies we make. This is Paul Ehrlich. This guy's still around making predictions. He said this in April 1970. He said the death rate will increase until at least 100 to 200 million people per year will be starving to death during the next 10 years. Because at that time, they thought they were going into a ice age. Most of the people who are going to die in the great cataclysm of history and man have already been born, wrote Paul Ehrlich in a 1969 essay called Eco-Catastrophe. He said, by 1975, some experts feel that food shortages will have escalated the present level of world hunger and starvation into famines of unbelievable proportions. Yes. Yes, the proportions that they saw this escalating to truly were unbelievable. Here's another one. It is already too late to avoid mass starvation, declared Dennis Hayes. He was a chief organizer for the first Earth Day, spring 1970. And then we have another one. Peter Gunter, North Texas State University professor, wrote in 1970, demographers agree almost unanimously on the following grim timetable. By 1975, widespread famines will begin in India. They will be spread by 1990 to include all of India, Pakistan, China, and the Near East, Africa. By the year 2000, or conceivably sooner, South and Central America will exist under famine conditions. The only place that happened, by the way, is where the socialists took over, Venezuela. See, it's global socialism that we need to be worried about, not man-made global climate change. It's global socialism that has brought us widespread famines. Nothing else, folks. Nothing else. It's when the government takes control of the means of production, when government seizes the energy resources when government shuts us down. That's when we have famine. That's the only thing that you really need to be afraid of here, folks, not the climate. The only place where this came true is in Venezuela. But they were saying there was this timetable, 1975, widespread famines in India. By 90, it's going to go other places. Even by 2000, it's going to be South and Central America. By the year 2000, 30 years from now, he said, the entire world, with the exception of Western Europe, North America, and Australia, will be in famine. Another guy talks about the buildup of nitrogen, not carbon, nitrogen. He said, it's only a matter of time before light will be filtered out of the atmosphere and none of our land will be usable. Barry Commoner predicted the decaying organic pollutants would use up all the oxygen in America's rivers, causing freshwater fish to suffocate. Paul Ehrlich, 1970, Audubon magazine, said DDT and other chlorinated hydrocarbons may have substantially reduced the life expectancy of people born since 1945. Paul Ehrlich warned in 1970 that Americans born since 1946 now have a life expectancy of only 49 years. And he predicted that if current patterns continued, this expectancy would reach 42 years, okay, by 1980. And then here's one I want to show you some more information on. Ecologist Kenneth Watt declared, by the year 2000, if present trends continue, we'll be using up crude oil at such a rate that there won't be any more crude oil. You'll drive up to the pump and say, fill her up, buddy. And he'll say, sorry, guy, there isn't any. Okay, well, now, that was 1970, and then the predictions got even more dire. This is a guy who was saying, by the year 2000, we're going to run out of oil. Okay, and then here are my favorite artifacts from the past. Okay, I got a picture of this here. Newsweek magazine, July 1979, the energy crisis, a program for the 1980s. And if we pull in here, we look at this interesting graphic. Why we must act now? Because at that point, in 1979, they were now saying, not that they had another 30 years only of oil, but they only had 8.7 years left of oil. And understand, this is not only the wacko environmentalists, but this is also the CIA and Exxon, organizations like that, who want you to think that their products are scarce. They want to be the De Beers of the diamond industry. Many people say, you know, why would Rex Tillerson push climate change and man-made global warming? Well, it's because Exxon wants to be to oil what De Beers is to diamonds. They want to tell you that they have all of the vanishing resources. It's only the dinosaurs that created this. It's not something that's ongoing, that's created by organic material. No, it was done by the dinosaurs, so we have a finite supply of this stuff. It's going to run out. They were telling us in 1979 we had 8.7 years left of crude oil, we had 10.7 years left of natural gas, and we had 666 years left of coal. That right there, because we had so much coal, even with their dire predictions. They were telling us we had no oil, no natural gas going to be left for in another decade. But we had centuries left of coal. That was why they had to shut down coal. That right there was why they had to shut down coal. They wanted to take over our energy, and they wanted to starve us out as the socialists, as the authoritarians did in Venezuela. And, of course, Time magazine was doing the same stuff. It was not just one wacko issue from Newsweek. Everybody was telling us this. Everybody was telling us, as we lined up for gasoline, and we did even an odd tags on alternating days, with a manufactured crisis, a crisis that was manufactured by the Saudis, by OPEC, and by their allies in the CIA, the people that they had worked with to put us on the petrodollar, to rig our currency, to rig our economy. All these people were working together to push this phony narrative that there's only so much oil on the ground. Sooner or later, there won't be enough to get around, as Tower Power used to say. And I didn't believe it. I liked the songs. I enjoyed some of the stuff. But I saved these magazines. I told my wife, I said, these are going to be collector's items someday. I never realized I would be on the radio showing them to millions of people to wake you up, to get you to understand these people are not authorities. We had all these vaunted authorities on Earth Day with these dire predictions, telling us that 9/10 of the tropical rainforest will be removed within the next 30 years. All this stuff was going to happen because, you know, 2000 was going to be the date that everything was going to magically fall in place. It was going to be a policy of austerity, starvation, famine. But it didn't happen except in Venezuela, where Bernie Sanders wants to bring that system of government to us. And, of course, The European Union wants to do that as well. We see riots in the wake of the election yesterday. We have riots happening now in Paris. Police have been injured. 143 arrests as the far left, the anti-fascists, okay, the same people that we see here, Antifa, okay, these are the same people that are riding here. Look, let's understand. They're using all of the same phony narratives, saying the Russians are going to be hacking the elections in Paris and so forth and so on. How many times are we going to hear the same stuff? How many times are we going to see the same people organizing this opposition in the same way? It's the same movie we just had here in America. The question is, will the French wake up? And the other question is, will Trump follow through? We have good and bad signs on whether or not Trump will follow through. And, of course, he's made some good comments. We're going to talk more about that tonight on the nightly news. He's made some very good moves. Some things that he's done in terms of the war, I think, are going to be very counterproductive, if not destructive, of the movement against the globalists, because a key part of what they want to do is to create war. Now, the tack that mainstream media is taking, as we see Daily Mail, outsiders, Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen, have swept to victory. So all the political parties and mainstream establishment's been knocked out. No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. The mainstream has not been eliminated. The establishment parties have not been eliminated in the first round. We still have the most establishment candidate there. We have a Manchurian candidate there. And if you don't know who this guy is, you need to pay attention. When we look at the rise and the split on the left, because there's a big split on the left, the current sitting president, it's the first time that a French president has not run for re-election that is sitting, okay? So why did he not run for re-election? Well, he's been thoroughly discredited. Why was he discredited? One of the reasons he was discredited was not only because of what was happening with the massive transfer of people, but also because of what Macron did inside his administration. This is a guy who was a socialist. And to give you an idea of this candidate who rose up very quickly on the outside, Mélenchon, who was a real socialist, he was a real communist. He was wanting a 100% tax on income above 400,000 euros. That's about $425,000. So you would be allowed to make money up to 425,000 with increasingly higher tax rates. But once you got to that point, anything that you got over that, the government would take all of it. They said, we want to have, what was the term they had? It was rising. They wanted to have a cap on wages, and they wanted to raise taxes. And I saw that, and it's like, isn't that exactly the opposite of what serves everybody? I want a cap on taxes, and I want rising wages. But they wanted just the opposite, because they're socialists, the same people that brought tragedy to Venezuela, are bringing tragedy to Venezuela. Now, currently, France has some of the highest income tax rates anywhere. They have a top rate right now of 45%. And that wasn't good enough for Holland, who is the current president who decided not to run. He is a socialist, and he proposed a 75% top rate in 2012. The proposal was rejected by the French courts. But you look at this and you say, why would a socialist president who wants a 75% tax rate to cap and to punish people who are the rich, why would he pick somebody like Macron as an economics minister? Because Macron came into his administration straight out of Rothschilds. That's right. He's a Rothschild man. He's not an investment banker. He's a Rothschild guy that was put in there. And when we look at what's going on with this and the fact that this socialist president who did not run again, he's thoroughly discredited with his own people, and Macron had a lot to do with that because Macron was pushing the policies of the European oligarchs, people like Rothschild, people like Soros. He was the one who was pushing this. And so why would they bring in a guy when they're pushing for a 75% top rate, and then this guy, Mélenchon, comes out and says, no, we'll do better. We'll be real socialists. We'll go for a 100% tax rate. We'll take everything and give it to the government. There will never be a cap on the government's income. No, we will cap your income. That's what he's saying. When do we ever see a cap on what the government can take from us? No, we won't have that. Now, as we look at what happened with this, and we look at the rise of this particular guy, I think it's kind of interesting. Where did this guy come from? Well, there was an article by a Spectator, and they pointed out that he got out of school. A lot of people don't really know where he came from. He came up very quickly. He was in the Socialist Administration until last August, and then he got out. But how did he get into the Socialist Administration? Well, first he goes to school. He gets out. He gets his degree. He graduates from the National School of Administration. He joined the Upper Civil Service. And then in 2008, because he's got kind of what they do now with some school teachers in some places, they'll pay for their tuition, evidently. But you have to do a certain amount of time as a school teacher to get out of your student loan. So maybe there's something like that going on in France, because he had to pay 50,000 euros to buy himself out of the government contract. So he was obligated to stay with the government. He paid $50,000 to get out, and then he becomes an investment banker with Rothschild. And he was, as they say, highly regarded and quickly made a small fortune. And then before long, this guy, who is a banker, who is now very rich and wants all the policies of the bankers and the global elites, gets himself into the social government, socialist government. We'll stay with us, and we'll break down where this led to next with Soros and the rest. We'll be right back.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host of this last segment. I'm going to break down these ties we've been telling you about at InfoWars since February. The ties of Macron to Rothschild, the ties of Macron to Soros and to Google. They even have his organization in Marsh, or what, March, okay? I don't know how to pronounce that. I don't speak French. And I would murder if I tried to. But the way that translates is moving. And it's a bunch of young people and an organization called Moving On. Sound familiar? Yeah. It's the same people doing the same stuff in France that they're doing here. This is a fight against the same globalists who are trying to do the same things to the French people that they've been trying to do to us. Before we get back to the news, however, before I break this down, I would just remind you that we have now added a new, deeper discount. We already had 33% off Caveman at InfoWarsStore.com. We've added an additional 20%. That's an unprecedented 53% off. As I said before, I don't recall anything being that deeply discounted at InfoWars. But, of course, this is for a limited time only while supplies last. Again, 53% off Caveman, our true paleo formulation. It fuses super high-quality bone broth with more than 7 different primal superfoods to help support healthy muscles, fight free radicals, and much more. You'll find things like turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, bone broth. Caveman is the ultimate and true paleo nutrition. And just take a look at some of those things like turmeric root. Take a look at some of the studies that show the beneficial effects of turmeric in diet. It's very important. And so we have put a lot of things like that, bee pollen, other things like that. You can look these things up. You can look at the reviews that people have on InfoWarsStore.com. And also, we have been sold out of DNA Force, and now you can get on the list. It's going to be coming in soon. You can now get on the backorder list. You can sign up there at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself on the list, and as soon as that comes in, you'll get your product there. But the list is already getting very backed up for DNA Force. Very important supplement that we have there that's been out of stock for a while, and we're now taking set up a list so that people get on that. Again, 53% off Caveman at InfoWarsStore.com. But getting back to Macron and the fact that we're told that all the establishment candidates are out. Nothing could be farther from the truth. This is the ultimate establishment man. Back in February 27th, we had an article from Jamie White, Le Pen's Rothschild rival. Muslim mass migration, he said, is unstoppable. He said 2 months ago, Europe must get used to mass immigration instead of resisting it, said the French presidential candidate, Macron. He said, we've entered a world of great migrations, and we will have more of it. Yes, we will, especially if we go into places like Syria and do regime change. That's where it begins. That's where we create the refugees. They don't need a place to live and a job here in America. They need peace where they are. Now, why doesn't the left talk about that? Very interesting. They should, but they have been taken over by the globalists. They don't really care about that. They want the mass migration of people, and so does Macron. He said, in the coming decades, we will have migrations from geopolitical conflicts that will continue to play. And we will have climate change migrations because the planet is in a state of deep imbalance. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. But we will have migrations because of their wars. And this guy wants to go into Syria as well. So he is all about climate change. He's all about globalist intervention. We had 2 weeks before that, Jerome Corsi laying out the connections between Soros and Google to Macron, and the fact that they were fighting on the side of that Google was trying to suppress information about Le Pen's party, launching a program called Cross Check to censor the news, just as they're telling everybody it's the Russians who are trying to hack the election and put out fake information. They're the ones who are algorithmically censoring our information and being funded by Soros, who himself got a lot of seed money from the Rothschilds. Stay with us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and continue on with the live 3 to 5. It'll be coming right up on our feed. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.